This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Agriculture Ministry launches a joint exercise with the police and the Defence Force to tackle petty larceny, while the Agriculture Minister condemns claims of random culling of monkeys in Barbados. The DLP calls for a review of the date for the 11-plus exam. Road repairs in White Hill, St. Andrew expected to be completed in July, and criminal armed gangs came power in Haiti and vow installation of a new government. Good morning, I am Tonisha Rokyo. The details to the news just ahead. The Agriculture Ministry, with the help of the Police Service and the Barbados Defence Force, has embarked on a major exercise to assist the ministry's efforts in combating petty larceny. This was revealed by Agriculture Minister Indar Beer as he announced the rollout of a series of new laws which introduce tough measures to discourage the practice. He said the joint police and military operation was launched in the wake of the killings of two suspected crop thieves at Three Houses Plantation in St. Philip.
We have a project working with the Barbados Police Service and the Defence Force, which is called Operation Bird's Eye. And that project basically is where petty larceny is known to be taking place. The Barbados Police Service and the Barbados Defence Force actually would do surveillance at certain times, because crop theft takes place at certain times in the night. And you'd find that if you follow the trend, it is oftentimes very early in the morning or very deep into the night. And the Barbados Police Service has been working with us. We met with them on more than one occasion.
The Agriculture Minister also criticized recent comments made by an animal rights activist who spoke out against the arbitrary killing of monkeys in Barbados. Speaking on the Brass Tack Sunday program, animal rights activist Deborah Branker said that people are randomly killing monkeys in the Welchman Hall area and raised concern with the way in which monkeys are being culled. However, Mr. Weir, speaking during the estimates in Parliament, said his ministry does not encourage people to randomly shoot monkeys.
So it is not a case of Barbadians walking around with a gun, as someone tried to project on Brass Tacks on Sunday. We don't have people walking around loosely shooting monkeys, so that is a no-no. And if a person seeks to convey the impression that people are loosely going around shooting monkeys, even to convey that impression, that is not what is happening, and it ought not to have happened the way the person conveyed it.
He stated specific guidelines were given to hunters on how the monkey population should be controlled in Barbados. Road repairs in White Hill, St. Andrew are progressing with a tentative completion date of July this year. The area is part of a major road rehabilitation program being conducted in the Scotland district by Chinese company Complant. Barbados government officials and representatives of Complant toured King Street and White Hill in St. Andrew, where major repairs are being done. Employers' representative on the project, George Holder, provided an update.
This is a particularly difficult exercise because we have very little space either side. So it's a matter of the contractor working in and amongst the residents and trying to get the work done, trying to control rainwater, also accommodating the new services on the ground, which is water and natural gas. We've completed the water. Natural gas is still, I don't think they've completed their works, but they're doing the connections along the way. And now it's time for the contractor to carry on his preparation of sub-base for the road and that sort of stuff. I think we're like 4 months before we can get this done, provided always that we have good weather.
That's employers' representative on the Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project, George Holder. Meantime, residents living in White Hill have been assured that they will not be disadvantaged in the case of an emergency. Program manager with the Department of Emergency Management, Simon Aline, said measures will be put in place to ensure there are no challenges.
For us, the biggest concern is ensuring that in a case where there is a medical emergency or there are house fires or anything of that nature, that first of all, the fire service has access to water. We've had assurances that there will be hydrants provided and a connection to the water main, so that if there's a situation where any of the houses in this area may be on fire, that the fire service can respond and be able to access water. If there are any medical emergencies in this area, if anyone has a bad heart attack or stroke, that the ambulance service will be able to have access to the area.
Program manager with the Department of Emergency Management, Simon Aleen. The Democratic Labour Party urges government to review the proposed date for this year's 11-plus exam. Its Shadow Education Minister, Felicia Dujon, says the date, which is set for May, may not be an appropriate time given the setbacks students were forced to endure during the school term.
The Democratic Labour Party stands in solidarity with teachers, students and parents with the proposed examination date for the 11-plus, which is stated for May the 7th. We are hoping that the Ministry of Education reconsiders this date and considers the various facets that students had to endure in the last few months. We've had several schools being closed because of environmental problems, and of course it would have some impact on the learning abilities of those students and of course their preparation for these exams.
Ms. Dujon called for a meeting to discuss a new date.
So we are hoping that the Ministry of Education meets with the teachers' union so that they can eye out this discussion, so that they can find an appropriate date that will be conducive for not only teachers, but of course to students as well. Because at the end of the day, it is our students' needs that is important. It is for the mental state of our students that is important, and also to ensure that our students prepare adequately for these exams.
That's the LP Shadow Minister of Education, Felicia Dujon. Barbados has called on the European Union to guarantee climate financing and technical assistance to small island developing states under the Simone Agreement. This appeal was made by Member of Parliament for St. James North and Senior Counsel Edmund Hinkson. He gave remarks following the first joint parliamentary assemblies of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States in Angola.
Barbados took the opportunity to emphasize our stance on the necessity of the developed countries to increase their financial and technical assistance to vulnerable small islands so that we can further implement projects which enhance our resilience to adverse climatic events, promote our sustainable development, and reduce the effect of emissions on our territory.
He also made an appeal to the European Union that would improve the long-term national planning servicing of our debts and access to insurance and compensation funds.
We take this opportunity as well to call on the European Union to partner with Barbados in arriving at an international consensus on the issue of an effective vulnerability index to replace the archaic per capita criteria for accessing development finance by small island developing states whose GDPs can be completely wiped out by natural disasters in a very short time frame.
Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson. A coalition of wanted criminal armed gangs has claimed power in Haiti, blocking Prime Minister Dr. Ariel Henry from returning home after he had traveled to Kenya to sign an agreement allowing for a United Nations Security Council sanctioned international force to restore peace and security in Haiti. In addition, the gangs are threatening to gun down any aircraft flying him back to the troubled Caribbean country. We hear more in this report from BBC News.
The fact that the Prime Minister has ostensibly been turned away from the nation he runs is a sign of just how dysfunctional Haiti has become in recent days. If it wasn't already, it is now perilously close to being a failed state. Now, Mr. Henry attempted to reach Haiti from the US state of New Jersey, but he was turned away, told his plane couldn't land, so it was diverted instead to Puerto Rico. That may in part have been procedural. Since the state of emergency in Haiti was declared, all flights to the country have been cancelled, and of course it was attacked, the airport, earlier this week by gangs and sustained some damage. The building is now being patrolled by the military and the police, and they have essentially closed all operations in the airport. The other reason, of course, may have been for Mr. Henri's own well-being, for his own safety. With those gangs lined up against him and determined to stop him from making into the country, it may have been simply deemed that he would be more of a hindrance to Haitian stability.
That report from BBC News. Recapping the headlines, the Agriculture Ministry launches a joint exercise with the Police Service and the Defence Force to tackle petty larceny, while the Agriculture Minister condemns claims of random culling of monkeys in Barbados. The DLP calls for a review of the 11 plus exam. Road repairs in White Hill St. Andrew expected to be completed in July, and criminal armed gangs claim power in Haiti and vowed installation of a new government. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tanisha Rokio. Good morning.
Thank you, Tanisha. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.